Shortly after the twin-engine plane left the Milwaukee airport, one of the pilots radioed back to report a problem with the plane's controls. Investigator John Brannan of the National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot said the aircraft had trim runaway. Brannan says that's a serious issue, comparing it to a car that suddenly wants to bolt in different directions.
And depending on which axis of the flight controls was affected, it would either result in the airplane wanting to pitch up, pitch down, or bank right or left.
Brannan cautions that may not have been the cause of the deadly crash, but he says it's a topic to explore as maintenance records for the aircraft are being sent to Milwaukee. Brannan says it appears safe to say that weather was not a factor. But Brannan also says compared with a plane crash on land, one that took place in 20 to 50 feet of lake water may be harder to lock in a firm cause.
Well, obviously that's a concern, is that we won't get all the pieces that we need to do a complete reconstruction of the events and come to a conclusion on this. But, we'll do the best we can with what pieces are recovered.
The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is still trying to identify the body fragments that have been found. The examiner says with the aircraft hitting the water at more than 180 miles per hour, the bodies of the six dead people suffered explosion-like injuries. The victims are presumed to be two pilots and four other members of an organ transplant team from the University of Michigan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.